Brilliance Audio presents A History of America in 10 Strikes by Eric Loomis, performed by Brian Troxell. To my departed mentors, Richard Maxwell Brown, Susan Becker, and Tim Moy. Introduction: Strikes and American History. Everyone has a limit. West Virginia teachers had struggled for years to make ends meet, finding themselves the butt of lawmakers' attacks on the budget. They worked in underfunded school districts, in buildings that were falling apart, and for less money than any teachers in the country except for three other states. Despite their pathetic salaries, they bought school supplies out of their own pockets. While the teachers had unions, those institutions had struggled to fight back and were tired. West Virginia became a so-called right-to-work state in 2016, allowing workers to opt out of their unions and still receive all the benefits the unions won. This reduced union power, but it did not mean that workers considered themselves powerless. Seeing that the union officers would not lead a counterattack, teachers Emily Comer and Jay O'Neill started a secret Facebook group to organize their fellow workers throughout the state's schools. Comer said, "We thought this would be an easier way to get in touch with people and keep people updated on what was going on." The Facebook group caught on like wildfire, attracting even teachers who had left their union. After Governor Jim Justice signed legislation capping teacher pay well below the cost of living increases, teachers across West Virginia went on strike on February 22, 2018. They didn't want to go on strike, but they felt they had no choice. Not if they wanted to be able to teach their students effectively. Rebecca Diamond, an elementary school teacher who spends her weekends working a second job at the local Hardee's, said, "I have lived in West Virginia my whole life. I have two children who I don't want to leave the state. What I'm fighting for is the future of West Virginia." She joined 34,000 teachers who put down their chalk and their grading pens and decided to fight for themselves and their students. This strike was illegal. The teachers figured it didn't matter. What did they have to lose when conditions were this bad? West Virginia's parents saw the conditions of their schools. They knew and liked the teachers. Many parents joined the rallies. Huge marches on the state capitol in Charleston by teachers wearing red t-shirts, which has become the symbol of the teachers' movements nationwide, gained national media attention. Some had signs reading, "We'll teach for insurance." Even when an initial agreement convinced leadership to send workers back on the job, teachers from all of the state's 55 counties rejected it and stayed on strike. After 9 days, the teachers won all their major demands. They pushed back against a state proposal to expand the charter schools that undermine public education. Governor Justice agreed to veto all anti-union legislation and create a healthcare task force with representatives from organized labor. Teachers won a 5% pay raise, very small, but a step in the right direction. Most importantly, as teacher Jay O'Neill said, "We made it so thousands of eyes will be watching everything the task force does." The fight is nowhere near over. Teachers want a reversal of the corporate tax breaks that have underfunded schools in their state, a problem across the country. They are fighting for themselves, their students, and the future of their state. Though they won their immediate demands, they know that their strike was one skirmish in an endless push and pull between workers and bosses in America. Only a few experiences tie us all together as people. One is that we almost all work or have worked, whether in a factory, on a farm, at McDonald's, or as an unpaid housewife. Work is as much a central experience to human society as eating and family. For the unemployed, the absence of work not only impoverishes, but shames and isolates. Work fills the hours of our lives. It provides us with sustenance, and it can give us satisfaction with a job well done. Work is so central to human existence that we hardly know what to do without it. We long toward a well-deserved retirement, but when we get there, most people have to find new things to do, and that often includes part-time work. The workplace is a site where people struggle for power. Under a capitalist economy, such as that of the United States,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?